So I'm Aisha Irfan, and I work as a clinical fellow in medicine of the elderly. I graduated in 2018, but that was in Pakistan. And I shifted to Edinburgh in 2021. So it's been 5 years of me since graduation. I think it's definitely been like more challenging than I anticipated, especially moving countries. Like you think, oh, you're going to like a first world country and like, you know, they've got a proper system and they're going to be so advanced. And then you find out that, you know, every place has its pros and cons. So some things get better, some things get worse. Usually, you know, I come in around 8:30, try and prepare, see what's happened overnight or on the weekend, make a list of things. Then we have a huddle where like all the nursing staff, all the physios, OTs, doctors, everyone comes around and just discusses, you know, who's going where, what needs to change. Then we'll either have a ward round or we'll just review patients on our own. And usually that kind of continues till the afternoon, at which point we go for a lunch break around 12:30 to 1:30, you know, give or take. And mostly we have teaching during lunch, so we just go to the seminar room, eat our lunch in front of the screen after spending the whole day in front of the screen. On days that I just need a little bit of space or like a little bit of like nature around me, especially if the sun's out, I'm a huge fan of the sun which we don't get enough around here. I just come here with my headphones and I meditate a little bit or just like do some breathing exercises, and I think that just kind of helps me regulate myself, because it can be quite like on the go sort of throughout the day, and I think I just need like a little bit of a tune out, where a break is actually a break, right? Like I say to my friends, when you're taking a break, make sure you're stepping out of the building or like stepping away from the computer or stepping away from the ward, because we just tend to sit and eat there and it doesn't really recharge you. It's just being mindful, right? Being aware of how stressed I feel, and that will guide me for what break I need, or how supported I feel, and that will guide me as to what help I need to ask for. So I think sometimes you're so on the go and you're so like preoccupied with tasks that you forget to check in with yourself. So just kind of having that connection with yourself, I think that would be what's important to me, at least.